Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
No. We'll do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
Uh-huh.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
All right, how does this thing work? It's been a long 4 days for yours truly away from this microphone. Let me see if I still know how to do this broadcast thing. Andy Pollin joins me now. Did you ever enjoy being away from radio for more than a week at a time?
Let's see. I went to Israel. That was a week and a half. I don't think... other than unemployment, that right. I've taken more than that much time away from being on the air.
Yeah, I don't really like being away for too long. A week right. is about all that I want. Of course, now during the dry season of sports radio content, Andy, and I've got this little soundbite queued up for the dry season. Okay.
The rains are late. It's the most brutal time of year.
It's July. There's nothing. We're dying.
Yeah.
Babies
you know.
Born into drought face starvation.
Oh, yes. Talk shows need to fill up the airwaves with bullshit arguments.
Are weeded out.
Right, right. It's the stretching that they do to try and come up with something NFL is just remarkable. I mean... find something else to talk about. Have a little creativity. Don't look at
okay.
the schedule of the Jets in November and try and project what's going to happen then.
Okay, come well, on. You say they. Who's the they that you're talking about?
I'm talking about the national talk shows that I listen to.
Oh, okay.
And also...
Well, what would you talk about then?
Well, I'll get to that. But you also have to remember that the big boys take time off this time of year. They understand
yes.
that this is not the time to be working. So what you get is a lot of fill-in guys, and they don't know how to do it. I mean, there's certain things that you can do to make it interesting, spicy. I know my thing is to go back to historical stuff, and these guys are 28 years old and they don't, you know, know that.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not really interested in how Aaron Rodgers is going to do against Buffalo in December. It's July.
Are they already did you hear somebody extrapolate that out?
Yeah, yeah.
York station?
It's ESPN.
ESPN yeah. did. All right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's the way it is because these guys don't have any experience, and this is their time to get behind the mic. So they go, right. What are we going to talk about? Oh, okay, let's do that. And their bosses are always telling them, NFL, you got to stick to NFL. So you basically, it's Phil Ford running the four corners until you get to the end of July.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's like a hot cup of chili in the middle of summer. It's
right.
just palatable. Like, I don't even want to talk NFL right now, even though I know I will eventually become very excited for the NFL. It's just not time. That said, we are right now strolling down what I call the Avenue of the Unwatchables. I'm going to go through a list of things, many of which were on this past weekend, and you tell me if it is watchable or unwatchable.
Oh, a game. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Baseball games not involving your team, a.k.a. the Nationals. Watchable, unwatchable.
Well, depends. Is Aaron Judge
playing?
Okay, well, for me, it's unwatchable. I watch the
Nationals. So, yes, you'll watch the Yankees with Judge and the Nats. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Little not Orioles. Ohtani and the Dodgers against my Brewers? No.
No. I actually was at an Orioles game last week or the week before.
Okay.
So I enjoyed that, you know. But, yeah, pretty much that's the case.
Okay, watchable or unwatchable? Any lacrosse on television?
Well, the only time you watch lacrosse is around Memorial Day. Other than that, I wouldn't watch any professional lacrosse. No, absolutely not.
NBA Summer League, watchable, unwatchable?
Funny you say that. I have the Lakers getting worked over by Golden State right now, and the only reason I turned it on is to see if Bronny's in the game, and I've been watching for about 20 minutes and haven't seen him. Oh, he's out?
Well, no, I guess I thought I saw a headline saying he was out tonight because of a knee injury.
Oh, okay.
Did he get in?
No, I haven't seen him, so that explains it. That's why I haven't seen him.
Okay. Watchable or unwatchable, the John Deere Classic PGA Tour?
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy about that. Come on. I'm in for the majors, and that's about it.
So. Okay. The Copa America, watchable, unwatchable?
For me, unwatchable. I'm not a soccer person. I'll watch some World Cup, but no, not watching that.
FIBA International Basketball Olympic Qualifying, watchable, unwatchable?
Yeah, watchable, because so many of those guys are in the NBA now.
All right, the Big Three, watchable, unwatchable?
No, unwatchable.
Okay. Let's see here. Old Hard Knocks, watchable or unwatchable?
Unwatchable. I've seen most of them, and I think it's sort of run its course, if you ask me.
Okay. What else? Any form of racing, NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar, horse?
No. Well, horse, but the Triple Crown's over, so there's any horse racing now.
Horse racing would be watchable for you?
If it was one of the Triple Crown races.
Oh,
other than that, no.
Okay. All right. Anything else this weekend that you saw on TV and you're like, nah.
Yeah, I didn't really watch much sports this weekend. We went to my sister's second place, which is in Southern Maryland, St. Mary's County. And then today I was at a family reunion for my wife in Annapolis. So okay. I haven't been really watching much sports this weekend.
All right. Lakers, Bronny James out against Warriors with knee injury.
Okay.
Let's talk about his contract, by the way. The 55th overall pick in the draft, a guaranteed four-year contract, 3 years on his side, 1 year option by the team. Duh, what do you think they're going to do with that? For a cool $7.4 million. And it's a one-way deal. So, in other words, he cannot be sent down to the G League. This comps to other 55th overall picks, like the, which one of these doesn't belong? Last year's 55th pick got like $700,000 and a two-way contract. Other 55th picks going back before that got even less. How bad of a look is this that the Lakers just gave LeBron's kid $7 million?
I'm going to say it's not a bad look at all, because this is a unicorn. You got to say to the rest of the players, okay, if you're good enough to be considered one of the best players in the league and you miss your son's summer league debut because you're getting ready to play for the U.S. Olympic team, your son gets special privileges. Anybody else want to do this? Fine. This isn't going to happen again. So
these are not privileges. These are actual American dollars that can be spent on things that count against the luxury tax and the second apron, et cetera, et cetera.
This is going to be good for the league, and it's something that
good
we're going
for
to
the
see.
League. For fuck's sake, Andy, the league is fine. Doesn't need this.
I understand. But again, this is not something that's going to set a trend. Well, if LeBron's kid gets to play, well, you know, why not Kyle Kuzma's kid?
Okay, whether it sets a trend or not doesn't matter. Is it a good or a bad look? And the only answer is it's a terrible look. It is LeBron James spoon-feeding his kid, who sucks, by the way, and has a heart condition. That's the most overlooked and non-mentioned thing is not the points per game at USC or the guaranteed money as the 55th pick. Kid nearly died of a heart attack, and they're going to shovel him all this money. It's bonkers. I have never seen anything like it, and I'm embarrassed for both LeBron for enabling his kid like this, and his kid for acting like he deserves it.
Well,
embarrassed.
They're
not embarrassable, either one of them. It's unbelievable.
It's a once in a lifetime thing.
So what's he going to do? Roll around like, yeah, what's up? I'm Bronny James. Are they going to play
him? Have you seen him interviewed? Have you seen his interviews that he's done?
I have not.
Okay. He comes across as a very level-headed kid.
Wonderful.
But he
willingly took 10x what a typical 55th pick would take.
Look,
and a one-year deal, knowing his daddy is on the team.
He could have made more money staying in college. I don't think the money is that big of a deal.
Oh, you think so? At 5 points and 3 rebounds a game? They would have given him $7 million?
He probably made about 3.5 this past year.
Why don't you stay in college to see if you can, you know, get
better because he and his dad talked about doing this, and this is something that is going to happen.
Okay.
And may never happen again.
Okay, so he had a chance, if he stayed at USC, to play more minutes next year, right, to improve his game, to get better, and then maybe another year after that to kind of move the needle even further. And you're saying that was not worth pursuing. Just take the money and go, quote, play with daddy. Even though they know they're going to only put him in blowouts. He's going to be like Earl Badu, the human victory cigar for the Maryland Terrapins during the 2000s, Andy.
He was a walk-on and met a sad death. But
He did. May he rest in peace. Super Sky Point. Earl Badu, you can look him up. So I'm just shocked that you would have such a soft stance on this. I know you're go along, get along, Andy, and I love you for that. But for fuck's sake, man, grab some teeth every now and then. Chew into something, for God's sake.
I would, but again, this is such a rare occurrence. Let it play out. You're the one who's always saying, oh, the NBA, it's just a show. Well, this is one of the acts of the show. Let it play out.
What am I preventing it from playing out?
No, I'm
calling. I'm calling balls and strikes. And this is a joke. They should be embarrassed. They're unembarrassable. And Bronny James's career has basically been given a $7.4 million kill shot. His career's over. He'll never get better at this point. He'll never play. Did that not matter to Bronny James? Like, hey, you know what? Slow start as a freshman, but guess what? I'm going to keep working.
The plan was always to play with Dad.
I know what the fucking plan was. You have to repeat it. I'm sorry to yell at you, Andy, but I'm getting mad now.
I know you are, but I'm pointing out that I'm just looking at this as a one-off, and I can't get too worked up about it because it's not something that's going to get things going in motion so that everybody gets to bring that kid to work.
Well, then what would get you worked up, Andy? That's what I want to find. Give me a list of shit that works you up, and we'll do that next podcast. I don't care what it is. Could be the cost of dry cleaning or people who park in handicap spots. I don't care. Find me that list, and let's get you cooking.
That filled out his deposit slips in front of me at the teller window.
That made me mad.
That
got you going right there. Andy Pollin's life was delayed by about 30 seconds. God help him.
Not 30 seconds.
Yes,
he had about six deposit slips that he was filling out at the teller window. could have done that at the desk before he got to the window. And he was a golfer, too.
Yeah, see, that's the bias. Andy saw his country club golf shirt and instantly hated him. He judged him for that shirt. No, he resented him for that shirt.
He was holding me up, doing something that he easily could have done before he got to the window.
Holding him up, holding you up. It was a common feeder line. You know, you would have gone to the next teller after him.
There wasn't a next teller. That was the only teller.
By the way, this was, what year was this? 2002, maybe?
Who
2003?
Knows? At least 20 years ago, yeah.
Is that bank branch next to the station that we used to go to still open?
I have no idea.
No idea. All right, well, good luck to Bronny James. And nice contract, bro. You're killing it, buddy. Way to go. Good job. And he's missed the first two Summer League games with a knee injury.
So no, he played that. One of them, and he shot like, you know, four.
Oh, yeah,
50
not two. I'm
like
sorry. Misses Bronny James to miss Lakers' second Summer League game
with
a knee injury. Watchable or unwatchable, a non-Caitlin Clark WNBA game.
Unwatchable, but anything with Caitlin Clark, can't keep my eyes off it.
Okay, so you're fully in there. All right. Yeah. Speaking of unwatchable, your boy Mad Dog had a great point about this Hard Knocks off season, and he used the line of, I wouldn't watch that if it was in my backyards, I'd close the blinds. Who can we credit for that phrase? You, Mr. Tony Kornheiser, Mad Dog, or has it been in the vernacular for a while?
I have no idea, but I've co-opted it a few times.
It's a good one. It hammers home the point of, I so don't give a shit.
Right, and it's NFL Films property, too. I mean, you know, chomping on the hand of the NFL is a risky thing to do when you work for ESPN.
Really? Wow. Okay, here was the rant. Take a listen. Hold on a second. I got it for you, Andy, right here. Here we go.
Now, listen, I know it was on last night. I watched that if I had insomnia, but I got to be fair. But the idea now that there's Hard Knocks with the off season, that the Giants have editorial control when they put it together, that's ridiculous, okay? You can't do a five-part series on a football team with their machinations in the offseason and then tell me it's legitimate television when the team that you're doing it on has final editorial control. Do you think John Mara is going to allow you to see anything that is a bit controversial, what happens with Joe Shane or Brian Daboll or Wink Martindale, who was fired? Any of those scenarios between January and May? You're not going to see a word. It's going to be sugar-coated and vanilla. So why would you watch 5 hours? Are you that desperate to see how the Giants work some draft pick out? I mean, if the Giants have editorial control of a five-part series on Home Box Office, this is not the Giants channel. It's not MSG Journal. On Home Box Office, you cannot allow them to have editorial control. They want to see it. They want to raise grief because the NFL, they want to talk to Goodell about it and say this is not like. But still, if you allow cameras in your locker room or in your front offices to show and chronicle the offseason, you got to let it go. This is television. If you don't like it, you know what? You don't like it, but it's good TV. It's good for football. And the fact that the Giants will tell you what they want you to see makes it not worthwhile.
All right, there it is. Great rant by Mad Dog. He is 1,000% correct.
Absolutely. And if Stephen A. wants $25 million, he better get back from vacation pronto. Because while Stephen A. wants to rule the world, wants to talk politics, act in movies, produce shows, here's Mad Dog working at the craft that he's been working at for 40 years and giving you an absolutely great opinion and not caring what anybody else thinks. He is so much better at these rants than Stephen A. And ESPN, I'm sure, is starting to realize this and going, you know, we're going to give you a nice contract, but if you don't like it, we got somebody warm in the bullpen here who's been doing this a long time and can step in.
I don't read the room that way. I think that Stephen A. is going to get close to $20 million, not the $25 that he wants. But you're right about Mad Dog being better. He does all this, of course, without a prompter. just right. based on his own chops and experience of doing these kind of things. And what's great is that they let him walk freely in the studio and come close to the camera, which adds a sort of an intimacy there to the viewer to be Mad Dog's talking right to me. And he's just going on and on effortlessly. And the other hosts are there in the background watching and laughing. And yeah, but back to the Giants thing. So yeah, they're it's pretty much Hard Knocks spreadsheet or Hard Knocks Excel. Like, oh, who are we going to cut to make some cap room in the offseason? It's bullshit. I've only seen a couple of clips, but they're the sanitized clips because the Giants have that final editorial say where they don't make anyone look really bad. You show me a clip of somebody in the organization who's like, we can't fucking win with Daniel Jones. Sorry, it's just the truth. And you put that on air, then I'll watch it.
Right. I agree. 100%. And I love Mad Dog for the way he did that.
All right. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Cut number four. It is hot. In the DMV. Oh. It was actually quite lovely today, Sunday. Less humidity, still warm. I enjoyed a round of golf. My fourth round of golf in 4 days. Thank you very much. I did look it up. It is legal to do that. And I played all 4 days. I played on the 5th of July at high noon at Chantilly Country Club with my buddy Bob Miller, who walked the first 9 holes and then finally relented and hopped on the cart with me. But it was 96 degrees, super high humidity, heat advisory. I wonder, Andy, what did you do on July 5th?
July 5th, which was a Friday, correct?
Yes.
I went to work.
Okay.
And then I bought some things at the store.
Yeah.
And I came home.
Yeah.
And I believe I watched some television, had dinner, and went to bed.
So indoors day for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, question. When it's super hot, dead of summer like this, do you have any qualms about not going outdoors at all?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. You don't mind that you look outside and you're like, sure looks sweltering and awful out there. Thank God I'm in here with the air conditioning.
Yeah, I did. And
you feel Saturday, no compulsion to do any light outdoor work on your deck or on your very limited yard now in your townhome or go into your garage and clean up amongst the hot, sweaty, dusty, cobweb-infested garage.
No, I did my walk on Saturday morning. at 5:30 in the morning before it got ridiculously
hot.
Oh,
my God, 5:30. What about bike riding? Do you ride bikes in this weather?
No, it gets to be a limit. If it gets the way it's been, mid-90s and high humidity, absolutely not. Not fun. Okay.
Which brings me to cut five. Should I build a pool? Got the space for it. I took my daughter Catherine to the community pool on Saturday, and they were overbooked, and you couldn't get in the pool.
You're kidding.
I kid you not. Sign out front saying, we are currently over capacity. If you would like to get on a wait list, you can. There were several small families sitting outside in the blazing heat waiting to get in the pool. And I said, in a million years. Now, thankfully, my daughter Catherine was flexible. And I said, you know what? Let's go home and play in the sprinklers. And she was like, oh, okay, great. So we went and did that. She had a grand time. But it was still miserable. And I thought, with it being as hot as it is, temperatures on the rise, Andy, global warming being what it is, maybe I should buy or build a pool. What do you think?
Like buying a boat. I would say absolutely not.
It's like buying a boat, but you can't sell the pool. That's the problem. It's there all the time. I only briefly thought about it. This I talked about it playing around a golf with some guys. I was like, man, it was so hot. I was thinking about building a pool because we couldn't even take my daughter to the pool because it was overfilled at capacity. And I told the story of my neighbor two doors down who ended up having to sue his pool builder, Andy. $100,000 plus for a pool that was not built correctly. They had issues with it, and the pool builder didn't follow through. And I'm thinking, wow, what a thing. Six figures to build something that will require constant maintenance.
Oh, absolutely.
And money, and chemicals, and pumps, and repairs, and tile that's cracking. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
The cover, and the servicing, and everything else.
No,
and then if you're lucky, you may have to start a lawsuit against the pool builder. Ooh. What a horrible idea. But it was so hot, I actually considered it. Now, I also considered something else, which I need your judgment on etiquette-wise. This neighbor who built the pool, who had all the problems, sadly, the husband died suddenly a couple years ago. The wife is a lovely British expat who's living in the States now. She adores Catherine, our daughter, always gives her little trinkets for Christmas and the holidays, whatnot. Mm-hmm. I was almost ready to text her and say, is your pool open, LOL, and invite myself over to their house.
100%.
So that would have been okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, she knows you. It's not like you don't know the neighbor.
They even texted my wife to say, thank you for the great fireworks show. We watched it from our front yard.
Oh, see, I would have had a different reaction. I would have said, never shoot those off again. But, okay.
Oh, for God's sake. And you're a Karen now, too? Would you really have done that?
You know how I am about the fireworks. But,
on my street, 10-acre lots, you're telling me you would have been
okay.
King
Virginia,
Karen.
Virginia allows this?
Bitch, it don't matter if Virginia allows it. I bought them in West Virginia. Same thing. I'm on 10 acres. You're on 10 acres. You're two doors down. You really going to get mad at me?
Okay. So anyway, she knows you. She knows your daughter. She likes your daughter. She has a freaking pool.
Yes.
How many other people are using it? Are families outside, like at the border, trying to get in?
Right.
She would say, oh, Steve, so nice of you to call. Thank you for calling. We'd love to have you and your daughter use the pool. Absolutely.
See, I thought about that. And my wife was like, I don't know. That's a little bit, you can't invite yourself over.
Absolutely, you can.
Now, the funny thing is, the guy between us and that house also built a pool, but it went better for him. And he's an interesting guy in that when he was building the pool, I kind of came over to the edge of the property and I was like, how's it going over there, neighbor? And he was more than happy to show me around, brag about the travertine tile, say they're putting this retaining wall in and they got this over here and that over there. Haven't been invited over there once.
Ooh, well, maybe you're too nosy.
Maybe them catching me flying a drone over their house bothered them. But anyway, So I will probably not buy a pool, but man, it's so hot. And I don't, you know, I'm the type of guy who doesn't want to be inside all day. I got to be outside, even if it's stinking hot, at least a little bit in the summer.
Yeah, I can, at certain days, it's just impossible. I mean, I was, and my sister's pool, which is small, we were in it, but it was like a bathtub. I mean, it was like, you know, 80 degrees, the water. So,
yeah. All right. Next cut, last cut. Speaking of hot, drink your water. The phrase of drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day came from a 1945 recommendation based on zero medical research. In reality, proper hydration is much more complex than that. On many days, you don't need that much water. You should drink when you're thirsty. However, on days like the ones we've had and when I'm outside golfing, I went through water jug after water jug after water jug and didn't even have to think about pissing once. So yeah. I needed way more than 6 to 8 glasses. What are your thoughts on the old phrase of drink your water?
Yes, you should drink your water if you're thirsty. But 6 to 8 glasses, no.
Okay.
So, yeah. I've always felt that way. And also there was this fallacy that if you drank all that water, you would lose weight. Only from the activity of running to the bathroom all the time.
The extra steps, basically?
Yeah, I don't think there's any evidence that the water makes you lose weight. It just makes you piss more.
Yeah, although I think it does fill you up so you're not feeling as empty as you otherwise would. And I believe there's some medical research that shows you help flush through your system, not calories per se, but it does something to your, what's the term I'm looking for?
Metabolism.
Yeah, your metabolism that helps, that assists it, you in losing
weight. Let's see. I want an ice cream sundae. But
I'll settle for water and
that'll fill me up and I won't want it. No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, probably doesn't work. Did you see the Jason Alexander bobblehead night at Yankee Stadium? Apparently the bobbleheads with the Seinfeld logo on them, and Costanza when he was with the Yankees and got in the batting cage to show the boys how to hit a few, and he's just raking in there. Apparently that bobblehead was so popular and such a rare item that it's being resold already for upwards of $200.
That's crazy.
Are you a big bobblehead guy?
I have some, but I'm not into it. And I remember being at a Nats game some years ago when they were giving away, and I don't even remember who it was, but there were people who were going in, getting the bobblehead and leaving. They weren't staying for the game.
It happens at Brewer games with sought after collectibles. They do a quick U-turn and they're like, this is all I came here for. Right. I think it's freaking crazy. No matter how cool the collectibles are, it's just a thing that's going to collect dust on your shelf. One of our guys at our station, Drew Olson, who covered baseball for the Brewers for many years, got all the bobbleheads all the time. And he had kept them. He thought, okay, I should probably keep them. Finally, when he moved out of his house to move downtown with his lovely wife after their daughter was in college, he's like, here, just take them all. Gave them all away. Couldn't get rid of them fast enough.
Did he try to sell them on eBay or anything like
he
that?
He tried at first, but then it became too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
At some point, the juice was not worth the squeezing.
Right. Yeah.
So, is there a better line in Seinfeld history when Costanza says dismissively, yeah, you won the World Series in 6 games?
That's good.
That might be one of the best lines in the entire series.
But I think Kramer, I'm out. Is the number one line. Ooh, I think so.
That is a good one right there. You know, hey, Andy, given that there's no sports going on, we could rank Seinfeld lines.
There you go. That's top, more creative than how will the Packers do in November.
To which I'll say, we got all August to jack off about what may or may not happen in a football season, which, by the way, we won't know until the season begins and all kinds of mayhem starts. Injuries, backstabbing, coaches getting fired. That's what makes the NFL so effing great. You won't even imagine what could and will happen.
Right. The drama is, the games are really secondary to what happens during the week.
Yeah, yeah. How about Kramer when he said about making the senior tour? Are you really that good? He's like, oh, I'm the real deal. Huh? All right. All right, Andy. Well, stay inside, stay cool, stay hydrated, most importantly. And
yes,
stay vigilantly Karen when it comes to fireworks. See these 10 fingers, Andy? I kept them all. I was nowhere near an exploding firework because I have a functioning brain above a lizard. That's all it takes to be safe.
Let's hope it stays that way. There aren't any accidents.
Contrary to what you think, that's all it takes. If you're smarter than a lizard, you'll come out of 4th of July just fine. How'd you like the show on TV? Good? With Alfonso Ribeiro, your host this summer.
Yeah, I could do without that. But the show was good. And then I flipped over to see the Macy's. You'll be happy to know my son, who's about to move out of New York, he and his fiance went down and watched the fireworks live in New York City.
See that? Someday I want to go do that. And then I'll do it, and I'll be so hot, it'll be such a hassle, I'll say never again.
Exactly.
All right, Andy, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Jack, take care.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.